I am Alberto, only present the working title, High Band Gap, ACIGS, Based Solar Cell with Pulse Position Rhythm Fluoride Line. The CGS community starts to have an interesting addition of silver, because silver allows to reduce the melting point of CGS, leading to improvement of the crystalline properties of the chalcogenide. Another impact of the silver is the increase of the band gap. The addition of silver opened doors to use of flexible substrate and as a top layer in tandem solar device. The impact of the post-position treatment is a well-known strategy on the CIGS community to improve the efficiency value of the final device. The positive impact of the PDT happens due to an increase of the open circuit voltage value, the improvement of the interface between CIGS and CDS, and the reduction of the CDS thickness that will lead to an increase of short circuit power. So what happens when both strategies are combined? In this study, it was designed two sets of ACIGS samples, and each sample is divided into samples. The first sample, the reference one, consists in a CIGS without any treatment. And the second set, it was performed in a PDT with the RBF. In both samples, we have a bare ACIGS and a full solar cell. Analyzing top surface bare ACIGS of both sets with CEM, we can observe some small byproducts particles on the RBF sample. To understand if the particle resists to the position of the basal layer, we simulate chemical conditions of the CDS with an ammonia bath. The SEM reveals that after the immersion of the samples on the ammonia bath, the byproduct particles disappear. In order to understand the formal impact of the PDT observed, XPS measurements were done on the bare ACIGS sample, the standard, the RBF, and the RBF ammonia. For that, we select the rubidium, indium, and gallium spectral regions to be analyzed in detail. Looking to the standard sample, graphs with the orange dots, no rubidium was detected on its spectral region. In its spectral region, only gallium contribution was detected. In the case of the indium and gallium spectral region, it was detected from these two elements. In the case of the rubidium sample, it was possible to detect rubidium two stages, the peak with the highest intensity correspond to a rubidium union diselenide layer, and the peak with the lowest intensity correspond to rubidium bond to fluor. The indium peak of the rubidium fluoride sample is very similar with the standard one. But to look at the gallium peak, it does necessary two components. The peak with highest intensity correspond to the ACIGS, and the peak with the highest binding energy correspond to gallium fluoride. You may conclude that the part of the fluoride will bond to the gallium. The RBF ammonia sample, it was not possible to detect rubidium on its spectral region. In the spectral region of the rubidium, it is visible another peak in comparison to the standard one, which corresponds to gallium nitride. The origin of this peak comes from the nitrogen of provenient from the ammonia path. In the case of the gallium and indium, it was necessary two components to convolute the corresponding peaks. Both have a smaller peak with highest energy than the ACIGS peak. Such peaks are an oxidative state of the indium and gallium. This may come from the fact that the samples needed to be exposed to air from the lab until the XPS system. Looking to the JV curves of the rubidium and the standard samples, we have a higher POC value to the rubidium fluoride sample. The short circuit current is similar to both samples. Although the field factor is lower to RBF sample, it has a higher efficiency value, which demonstrates with success the positive impact of the PDT treatment in high bandgap ACIGS solar cells. In conclusion, in terms of structural properties, both samples have similar grain size, and it is visible some small byproduct spheres due to the rubidium fluoride treatment. In terms of thermoelectronic properties, it occurred an improvement of the VOC and consequently the efficiency value.